Hi guys, you're live with LeVon. I apologize. Thank you for joining the show. Apparently, I had my mic muted. Woo! Wouldn't be a typical Friday without me having some sort of technical issue. Test, test, test. This is LeVon. Can you hear me? Skyping my friend on my phone. Which one is it? I don't know. Okay, great. You hear me now. Well, welcome back to the Antimedia. Thanks for hearing my silly song while I try and maintain my typical technological issues. Thanks for staying with me if you're still here. Tonight's show is really powerful and really important to me, and I'm so glad that you're here with me because tonight we're talking about how to remember how much of a badass we are. Like this evening is all about empowering you in your personal power to gain control of not only the breath that you allow in your being, but the emotions and the feelings that come along with that power. I believe it's crucial at this time to utilize these skills and remember how important we are and how much control we do have within the space we create, because there's a lot of collective tension and uneasiness across our country. So I thank you for joining me in the space, and I'd like to utilize full objective perspective this evening towards empowering each and every one of you, as well as myself. So we're going to learn some grounding techniques that will help us feel powerful in any moment necessary, and hopefully bring a brighter perspective to tomorrow, maybe even 10 minutes from now. We're going to talk about the 12 effects of chronic stress on your brain. Because we're not just a bag of bones or connective tissue or joints or ligaments or a bundle of nerves or an expression of an emotion. You're all of those things. You're holistically existing. And it's hard to remember that in this world where everything's segmented and compartmentalized. There's a word I can say. Compartmentalized. Oh, thanks, brain. Compartmentalized. Yeah, there we go. But we function within a society where everything is segregated, and it's becoming more and more clear to us as Americans. I'm talking about a whole group of people that live in America, people that occupy the land known as America. All of those beings are people, and we are definitely divided, and I don't want to see us conquered. You hear me? There's a lot of emotions and feelings being thrown around right now. And it's important to remember to put your energy where it matters. And it's hard to remember to put that energy back into yourself. So tonight, we're going to learn about the importance of not allowing stress, especially chronic stress, to plague us and have negative lasting effects, not only on ourselves, but our community. And how in the hell do you do that in this world? Frankly, it's fucking hard. It's so fucking hard. But it can happen, and I realize more and more every day that it's part of my job as the person who I am and the experiences that I've had to share that. I could have been dead so many times. I should have been, but I'm not. And I'm grateful. And I wouldn't be who I was if I didn't believe in myself, and I didn't love myself, and I didn't remind myself that I'm a badass. Everything. Pretty much. That's called an affirmation. And however you empower yourself and build yourself up, that's individualized. But I wanted to hopefully give you some knowledge this evening and teach you some techniques that will kind of thwart your experience towards that power. Because we all have it. You're born in a lovely fashion. There are no accidents. So thanks for joining tonight. The topics are 12 effects of chronic stress on your brain, anxiety causes neurological symptoms, meditation for your brain and your body. This is an article released this April by Berkeley. I really am looking forward to reading that to you. And if you hear that lovely sound in the background, I wanted to bring your attention to the power of sound. So, I don't know if you know this, but your body is an electrical device. Your heart creates electricity. It's apparent in all of your cells. And your body actually communicates by throwing little flashes of light from cell to cell. I'm not even kidding. So, if you can imagine that you're a condensed structure of frequencies, bear with me, and sounds are also frequencies, you can make the connection as to how music in certain tones and frequencies evoke a certain emotion or certain feeling. So if you notice, I've changed my tempo, I changed my tone, I was really excited a moment ago. And that type of environment, that type of sound, that type of intention has a certain effect on the being, not only the one creating it, but the one receiving it. And it's really, really amazing to note and realize that your particular being, the body you are inside of right now, can emit and feel energies from 15 feet away. And this is proven by science. And I'm not even kidding. Let me pull up the article. But just imagine the implication of knowing that your emotions can be felt by people 15 feet away. So, if you want to just ponder in your mind for a moment what happened this last week in our country, especially as a peaceful protest, and you can see how fear can result in what we saw. Because once one person feels it, everyone does. That's why tonight's so important. Because if you can master, if you can be the master of your being, it's only natural that others will follow suit. Hear me? So, this article was published in 2010. It's called The Energetic Heart. Consider the amazing human heart, the organ that pumps life-giving, oxygenated, and nutrient-rich blood throughout our bodies on a precise schedule. Now, researchers are learning that this marvelous machine, the size of a fist and weighing on average less than 10 ounces, also possesses a level of intelligence they are only beginning to understand. Evidence shows the heart also plays a greater role in our mental, emotional and physical process than previously thought. The heart is a sensory organ, and it acts as a sophisticated information encoding and processing center that enables it to learn, remember, and make independent functional decisions. HeartMath Institute Director of Research Roland McCarthy wrote in the paper, "The Energetic Heart, Bioelectromagnetic Communication Within and Between People Scientists at the HeartMath Institute, like McCrady, have been conducting research over nearly two decades that has shed light on what researchers now characterize as the energetic heart. The power of the heart's electromagnetic field. The heart, like the brain, generates a powerful electromagnetic field. McCrady explains in the energetic heart, the heart generates the largest electromagnetic field in the body. The electrical field as measured in any electrocardiogram is about 60 times greater in amplitude than the brain waves recorded in the electrocephalogram, or EEG. HeartMath studies this powerful electromagnetic field can be detected and measured several feet away from a person's body and between two individuals in close proximity. In the HeartMath study, the electricity of touch, detection and measurement of cardiac energy exchange between people, researchers set out to determine whether the heart's electromagnetic field, as measured by an ECG or an electrocardiogram, in one could be detected and measured in another person when the pair either were seated within 3 feet with each other or held hands. The results of an electricity of touch experiment were positive. The data showed when people touch or are in proximity, a transference of the electromagnetic energy produced by the heart occurs. They observed that although additional research should be conducted, there were potential important implications raised by this research when viewed in conjunction with the success of numerous healing modalities. So we won't get into all that, but you guys can read this at heartmath.org. It's a really awesome article. I just wanted to bring up the importance and the power that you have right there in your core, right there. Isn't that awesome? I think so. So, now, chronic stress. This is by Deanne Alden on BeBrainFit.com. It increases the stress hormone cortisol and affects many brain functions, putting you at risk for many mood disorders and other mental issues. Stress is an unavoidable part of modern life. There are two kinds of stress: acute stress and chronic stress. But all stress is not bad for you. Acute stress is a reaction to an immediate threat, commonly known as the fight or flight response. Once the threat has passed, your levels of stress hormones return to normal with no long-lasting effects. Some degree of acute stress is even considered desirable as it primes your brain for peak performance. But chronic stress, the kind most of us face day in, day out, is a killer. 90% of doctor's visits are for stress-related health complaints. Chronic stress makes you more vulnerable to everything from cancer to the common cold. The non-stop elevation of stress hormones not only makes your body sick, it negatively impacts your brain as well. When stress becomes chronic, it changes your brain's function and even its structure down to the level of your DNA. The dangers of cortisol. Before we look at many ways chronic stress affects your brain, we need to talk a little bit about stress hormones. Epinephrine, also known as adrenaline, and noradrenaline, are stress hormones produced on an as-needed basis in moments of extreme excitement. They help you think and move fast in an emergency. In the right situation, it can save your life. They don't linger in the body, dissipating as quickly as they were created. Cortisol, on the other hand, streams through your system all day long, and that's what makes it so dangerous. The stress hormone has been called public enemy number one. Excess cortisol leads to a host of health problems, including weight gain, osteoporosis, digestive problems, hormone imbalances, cancer, heart disease, and diabetes. Chronic stress takes a toll on adrenal glands. It can leave you feeling exhausted and wired, but tired. Weight gain, mood swings, poor sleep, short attention spans, and memory issues are common signs of stress due to elevated cortisol. And how does that affect your brain? While stress and cortisol take a toll on your body, they take an equally high toll on your brain. Some of these brain-related stress symptoms will be obvious to you, like a memory problem, anxiety, and worry. But most of these effects of stress on your brain are behind the scenes. You don't even notice they're happening, but the side effects, eventually. Here are 12 ways chronic stress impacts your brain health and mental well-being, along with how you can take steps to counteract it. So stress creates free radicals that kill brain cells. Cortisol creates a surplus of the neurotransmitter glutamate. Glutamate creates free radicals, unattached oxygen molecules, that attack brain cells much in the same way that oxygen attacks metal, causing it to rust. Free radicals actually punch holes in the brain cell walls, causing them to rupture and die. Stress also indirectly contributes to other lifestyle habits that create more free radicals. If stress causes you to lose sleep, eat junk food, drink too much alcohol, or smoke cigarettes to relax, these are contributing to your free radical load. Stress makes you forgetful and emotional. Memory problems may be one of the first signs of stress you'll notice. Misplacing keys and forgotten appointments have you scrambling, further adding to your stress. If you find all this stress is making you more emotional too, there's a physiological reason for this. Studies show that when you're stressed, electrical signals in the brain associated with factual memories weaken, while areas in the brain associated with emotions strengthen. So stress creates a vicious cycle of fear and anxiety. Stress builds up an area of your brain called the amygdala. I think that's the one. This is your brain's fear center. Stress increases the size and activity and number of neural connections in this part of your brain. This makes you more fearful, causing a vicious cycle of even more fear and stress. Stress halts the production of new brain cells. Every day you lose brain cells. I just lost a brain cell. Every day you lose brain cells, but every day you have the opportunity to create new ones. Brain-derived neurotrophic factor, or BDNF, is a protein that's integral in keeping existing brain cells healthy and stimulating new brain cell formation. It can be thought as a fertilizer for the brain. It can offset the negative effects of stress, but cortisol halts the production of BDNF, resulting in fewer brain cells being formed. Lower levels of BDNF, that's what to say, are associated with brain-related conditions, including depression, OCD, schizophrenia, dementia, and Alzheimer's disease. That's really interesting, is it not? Stress depletes critical brain chemicals, causing depression. Your brain cells communicate via chemicals called neurotransmitters, and chronic stress reduces levels of crucial neurotransmitters, especially serotonin and dopamine. Lower levels. Oh, give me a moment here. Lower levels of either of these neurotransmitters can leave you depressed and more prone to addiction. Serotonin is called the happy molecule, and it plays a large role in mood, learning, appetite, control, and sleep. Women low in serotonin are prone to depression, anxiety, and binge eating. Men, on the other hand, are more prone to alcoholism, ADHD, and impulse control disorders, dopamine is the motivation molecule. It's in charge of your pleasure reward system. Too little dopamine can leave you feeling unfocused, unmotivated, lethargic, and depressed. People low in this brain chemical often use caffeine, sugar, alcohol, and illicit drugs to temporarily boost their dopamine levels. Serotonin-based depression is accompanied by anxiety and irritability, while dopamine-based depression expresses itself as lethargy and lack of enjoyment of life. Number six, stress puts you at a greater risk for mental illness of all kinds. The root cause of most mental illness is not yet understood. If answers are ever found, the cause will most likely be a complex variety of factors. Recent research has discovered physical differences in the brain of people with stress disorders. Their ratio of the brain's white matter to gray matter is higher. Stress predisposes you to developing a variety of mental illnesses, including anxiety and panic disorders, depression, PTSD, schizophrenia, bipolar disorder, drug addiction, and alcoholism. Lot of these are redundant. Number 11, stress causes brain cells to commit suicide. Stress leads to premature aging on a cellular level, causing cells in both your body and your brain to commit suicide prematurely. To understand how this happens, we need to take a look at part of your chromosomes called telomeres. You may recall from high school biology that when a cell divides, it passes on the genetic material to the next cell called, to the next cell via chromosomes. Telomeres are protective encaps on our chromosomes, similar to the plastic tips on shoelaces. Every time a cell divides, the telomeres get a little shorter. When they reach critically shortened lengths, they tell the cell to stop dividing, acting as a built-in suicide switch. Short telomeres lead to atrophy of brain cells, and longer telomere length leads to the production of new brain cells. Telomere length may be the most important indicator of biological age and disease risk. Some researchers believe it's a better predictor of your risk for age-related disease like Alzheimer's, heart disease, diabetes, and cancer than conventional diagnostic tools. Chronic stress contributes to brain inflammation and depression. A little known fact is that the brain has its own immune system. Special immune cells called microglia, sorry, my medical terminology is rusty, protect the brain and spinal cord from infections and toxins. Unfortunately, a microglia cell has no on-off switch, so once it's activated, it creates inflammation until it dies. Chronic stress is one of the factors that increases the risk of activating this cell, thus producing brain inflammation. And generally, it's generally believed that depression is caused by serotonin deficiency, but there's a growing body of evidence that brain inflammation is the root cause of depression instead. The theory is called cytokine model of depression. Activated microglia produces cytokines, proteins that turn on the inflammation response in the brain, and cytokine production is linked to depression, including major depressive disorder and the risk of suicide. So let's get on to the positive stuff. We're aware that stress is bad for us, and it's hard to combat it. But I couldn't give you all this bad news without solutions. So you can start by stopping the free radical damage by eating high oxidant foods like fruit, vegetables, dark chocolate. chocolate and green tea. You can increase the brain-boosting BDNF by getting daily physical exercise. If you, motion is life. So you don't have to do something strenuous. Just even walking is good. And it helps you maintain the connection between your body and your mind if you use those signals, if you utilize the little neurological pathways. And there are things you can do like yoga, tai chi, things that are low impact, meditation. So we're going to read the article about how meditation boosts our body, but that's on this list of how to reduce your stress. It keeps your telomeres long, so you're creating more neurological pathways. And it's also the best way to help train your mind from wandering. And a big part of my stress, I don't know about you, but is getting my mind to focus on not 5 billion things, but maybe five things. So that has been a really helpful tool for me. There's a lot of techniques that induce relaxation, like self-hypnosis, biofeedback, and autogenic training. And number five, I would recommend along with this article's recommendation, herbal remedies. So especially adaptogens, they increase your resilience to stress, and they help promote the balance between all the feelings in your body, like ginseng, like basil, lots of things like that. So, on to the new study from Berkeley, the University of California from earlier this year. They say that people who meditate regularly report reduced stress and improved well-being, among other physical, mental, and spiritual benefits. Doctors often recommend meditation to help treat chronic pain, anxiety, high blood pressure, and many other conditions. How it works is not fully understood, though research is accumulating and encouraging. Meditation helps you draw attention inward and calm the mind. It comes in many forms, which typically involve combinations of postures, breathing, sound, visualization, or movement. A walking meditation is an example of this. One of the most popular and best studied is mindfulness meditation, which comes out of the Zen Buddhist tradition. You practice being aware of the present moment by observing your thoughts, feelings, and sensations without making judgments or allowing yourself to think about the past or the future. That's what Eckhart Tolle calls being in the now. Very powerful. Subjecting meditation to scientific testing is a challenge, in part because states of mind are hard to measure. But research over the past 30 years suggests that mindfulness meditation may be a helpful tool in treating a diverse array of conditions, including chronic pain, hot flashes, insomnia, psoriasis, fibromyalgia, as well as psychiatric disorders. It has also been shown to alter aspects of the immune, nervous, and endocrine system and produce changes in areas of the brain associated with memory, learning, and emotions. Among the recent research findings, brain health in a preliminary study in Frontiers in Psychology, long-time meditators show less pronounced age-related atrophy in gray matter on MRI brain scans compared with non-meditators, and the affected area was less extensive in the meditators. On the other hand, meditators may simply have healthier lifestyles overall, which can have positive effects on the brain. But if you compare that to what we learned earlier about the effects of stress on brain white matter, very interesting to show that the people with long-time meditation, or what they call the study called the meditators, have more the opposite effect. Depression in a British study in The Lancet involves 424 people with recurrent major depression who were in remission. An 8-week program of mindfulness-based therapy was as effective as antidepressants in preventing relapse over the next 2 years. In the pain category, a meditation program was found to decrease pain better after 8 weeks than a home-based exercise program in a study of people with chronic neck pain published in the Journal of Pain. Meditation may have worked in part by reducing stress, which is often implicated in neck pain. In addition, anticipating more pain makes current pain worse. Being attentive to the present helps prevent this. Earlier research has shown. In regards to sleep, a study in the JAMA Internal Medicine, people with moderate sleep disturbances followed either a mindfulness meditation program or a sleep education program. After 6 weeks, benefits were seen in both groups, but the mediators reported great meditators. I don't know why I keep wanting to call them mediators. I don't know. Reported greater improvements in sleep quality and less daytime fatigue and depression. All right, so that's a few of the reasons how meditation pretty much combats most of these 12 effects of chronic stress. So tonight we learned about how it's okay to feel how you're feeling right now, which may be anxious, scared, worried, panicked, uncomfortable, fearful, and that's all right. Just as you're not just one thing, but a collection of things, so is the world we live in. It's not just one thing, but a collection of things. And we're all in this together, whether we like it or not. And we're all going to feel each other's emotions, regardless. Science proves it, and we live it, we know it, we experience it. It's what we call vibes, or energy, or gut feeling, or instincts, or intuition. It's all the same thing. That is what's part of being alive. And knowing how to deal with that is the most powerful thing you can accomplish in your life. And I mean that from my heart to yours. It's true. It's so true. So, hopefully, teaching you this evening about how stress affects your body will not have the negative effect of causing more stress to you, but giving you the awareness to change it. So you can either fight, flight, or pause, take a break. Come into the moment with me. We're going to learn a little exercise how to ground yourself. This has been the most powerful tool in my life, and I want to share it with you because it matters. No matter what's going on around you, you always have control of how much oxygen you let into your being, and that's the most beautiful thing in the world. So I want you to find a comfy place. You can lay horizontally. You can sit upright with your back straight. You can have your eyes open or closed. You can stretch if you'd like. And I want to practice breathing with you because it's so important. And I'm not talking about shallow breathing, like to the bottom of your rib cage or your nipples. I'm talking about stop holding in your gut, let it out. I'm talking about roll your shoulders back and let the tension go. Wiggle your toes, wiggle your fingers. roll your shoulders. Get all of that out. Are you with me? All right. So now that you're relaxed and conscious of most of the parts of yourself, I want you to breathe with me, but with intention. I want you to breathe in through your nose and expand your belly. Let it fill up with air. And imagine that you're breathing in a wonderful light. It's a bright, bright, beautiful white light. And it begins to illuminate you. The more that you take in, the more bright and light and airy you become. And you start to tingle in your head. You feel this tingling everywhere, above your eyebrows, all through your scalp, in your ears, in your jaw, in your eyes. They're becoming so, so heavy. So relaxed. In your cheeks, there's no tension there. In your jaw is nice and relaxed too. No clenching of the teeth. And you're breathing so deeply. And you're expanding your belly and it feels so great. And you begin to notice how calm you are all of a sudden and how light that you feel. That's pretty good, right? And I want you to notice your spine, beginning at the very base of your neck. Become aware of that area and trace it all the way down to your tailbone. And that illumination is there too. And you feel it as you imagine the curvature of your spine, right where it comes to the very end. At your tailbone. And in this moment, that illumination that you've been filling yourself up with extends from the bottom of your spine and begins to drill into the earth. The deeper and deeper you go, the more relaxed you feel. And you can imagine anything you like as you take your journey into the core of the earth. What colors do you see? How many layers are there? This could take you a long time to get to the center. But when you do, I want you to pretend and imagine in all of its glory that you are taking your being and you are plugging it into the core of the earth. That's the source I want you to go to, and I want you to attach yourself there. Notice how you feel. Do you feel restraint? Do you feel an excitement? Do you feel elated? Do you feel nervous? Breathe. Notice how do you feel. And maintain the illumination, though. Don't let that breath not give you that light. Now I want you to imagine that while maintaining that connection to the source, that you are in this moment right now. While connected, you're going to open up a beautiful, safe, welcoming space just on the crown of your head. And it's bright and vibrant. And you want to allow that beautiful energy from being plugged into the earth to let you not only ground yourself, but release what's in there and fill it with new. And it can look like however you imagine. For me, it's always gold and purple and sparkly and it just feels warm and tingly and empowering. Being in that moment with that breath and feeling the purity of the power and connecting to the source. So awesome. And you can come back here to this place, in this calm, safe, beautiful moment, anywhere, at any time, for however long you like. Isn't that awesome? Take as much time as you need in this space that you've cultivated right here, right now. Want you to hear the music. It's very special music we've been listening to this evening. It is tuned to 528 hertz, which is a frequency that I've been studying for at least 6 years. It's very, very healing. And it stimulates a very nice response in the body and in the being. So you can create any type of atmosphere if you want to cultivate the same type of feeling in the future. I want you to start bringing your attention back to the space that you've been so vulnerable to open at your crown. And I want you to consciously close that area and notice how that feels when you take power of that portal and you close it off. What's in the body? Do you still feel the illumination and the tingle in your spine? You're still plugged into the earth, aren't you? Deep, deep down in the core. Do you take this moment to unattach from that source and travel back up through all those layers and all those feelings and all those experiences, leaving behind feeling refreshed, feeling renewed with the energy that was recycled through your mother, the earth? It's true. And I want you to feel gratitude, and I want you to feel powerful because you are. And I want you to remember that it's okay to feel stressed, and it's okay to feel fear, and it's okay to feel anxiety. That's normal. And I want you to remember that you can create a safe place anytime, despite anything. I've done it in the bathroom. I've done it on a train. I've done it everywhere you can think of. While getting a ticket's fun. But it's true. If we have more control over ourselves, the world's already going to be better. And I don't want to make excuses for anybody, but I want to empower, not excuse, empower. So we learned a lot tonight. We learned a lot about stress. We learned a lot of anxiety causes neurological conditions. And we learned that despite all this, we can become conscious of how we are responding to our environment, and we can take control of it. And we don't have to react every instant necessary, meaning we can take the time to ponder and observe objectively. So I hope you guys learned some awesome meditation techniques tonight. The one I shared with you was shared by, taught to me a few years ago by one of my favorite spiritual teachers, And it's been very powerful for me. And I wanted to remind you that there's a lot of studies developing showing how we're not just mindless meat bags who purchase things on a mass consumerism level while fascism reigns righteous in our land and the home and free. There's so much more going on here, and I want you to take the time to realize that we are all connected, not only via our communities, but via our emotions and our organs. The study from 2010 showed us that our energetic heart, via bioelectromagnetic communication, is very powerful between people. So if we can utilize that to create terror and fear, imagine what we can do when we channel it in another direction. And I walked you guys through that exercise to demonstrate that to you. So use that anytime that you feel necessary. I wanted to talk about some of the awesomeness that has come out of the crisis, besides knowing how much powerful, awesome being you are. Miss Claire Clarice, I'm sorry, Clarice Palmer published an article on her website yesterday highlighting actress Issa Rae. She launched a GoFundMe for Alton Sterling's children, and I'm so proud of her. And you guys can check out the Honoring Philando Facebook page. The man who was, I'm sorry, the black man and gun owner of, who was murdered in cold blood by Sergeant Anthony, Minnesota police officer during a traffic stop. Now reports on actress and writer Issa Rae's GoFundMe page, dedicated to raising funds for the education of Alton Sterling's children, having also begun to spread. As of Thursday, Rae's campaign has already raised over $433,000, surpassing the $200,000 goal. The Baton Rouge, Louisiana CD man had five children. And while Rae has no formal ties to the Sterling family, she decided to take the step creating the page herself, sharing the links with her nearly 90,000 Twitter followers in order to give an opportunity to those who feel helpless but want to pay Rae a small part in easing the burden of Alton Sterling's family. So praise her, and I think we're going to see a lot of people coming together, hopefully towards love, not towards fear. We learned tonight that fear creates a very specific chemical within the body, activates very specific neurological aspects and parts of the brain that really strip our humanity. And it's reported that stress is one, like 90% of the visits in the hospital nowadays. 90% of doctors' visits are for stress-related health complaints. And that's a statistic coming out of the Medical Sciences Journal. So, and this is from the 2008. So, we can do so much more. We can really do so much more. Make sure you guys check out theantimedia.org. Thank you, UCY.TV, for being at home. We're here Monday through Friday between 8 and 9 p.m. So happy to be here. Happy for my wonderful songs. I've got two songs in my bumper, Ponder and Excel, one of the groups, and The Foreign Sons, the other. So thank you guys for letting me use your music. I really appreciate it. Next week, I'm going to have a live guest, a very awesome artist who I've been corresponding with the last few weeks. This guy makes abstract art, and he's working with a charity, a very specific charity that does a lot of good. It's called art for meals, I believe, where they take art and they feed people, which that's an awesome idea. But he's going to donate 50% of all commissions he makes over the next determined period to this campaign or to this charity. And him and I are going to be working together on sharing his message and his art. So check in next week between 8 and 9 to find out who my secret guest is. I'm really, really excited to be hosting him. It's taken us a while to correspond, but he'll be live with us next week. And we will be back Monday through Friday here on UCY.tv. Check out the antimedia.org. And thanks for joining me and being reminded of how awesomely powerful you are. And although the world's going to shit and everybody's losing their shit, we can clean up the shit. We can sanitize the shit. We can put the shit in bags and wash it down the drain. Sorry to be so graphic, but real. But be empowered for it. Being better. Because you can be. You just have to decide how you want to be. And you know what sounds? I'ma let them know, no, through the stereo. Yo, here we go, go through the stereo, stereo.
Hey, this is JJ Inc., and when I'm on planet Earth, I